And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Continuing at the Paul and Lulu Hilliard University Art Museum, several exhibits, contemporary masters' works on paper in the main gallery, Earth and Element, the Art of George Dunbar, and the Walter Anderson Family Legacy Shearwater Pottery. For more information about these exhibits or the museum, you can stop by their website. The Lafayette Commission on the Needs of Women is continuing to accept nominations for the 20th Annual Women of Excellence Awards. The event honors women who have accomplished the goal of improving the opportunities and lives of women and their families in our community. Nominations need to be received by Thursday, July 31st. You can find nomination forms at the website lafayettela.gov/lsnw. You can also call the Lafayette Commission on the Needs of Women. They are at 291-8447. The Lafayette Science Museum continues its exhibit Fossil Giants, Dinosaurs, and Mammals throughout the summer. For information on this exhibit or others at the Lafayette Science Museum, the website is lafayettesciencemuseum.org. Continuing at the Acadiana Center for the Arts in the main gallery, a collection of work by Don Dito, artist from New Orleans, called Mothership, Dreaming of a Future Past. The exhibit is up through September 13th. Wanderlust Theater Company continues its run of Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors, Shakespeare Outdoors on the Green. It will run this week, the 23rd through the 26th at 7:30 p.m. in the evening. It's on the green space at St. John and Convent in downtown Lafayette. Tickets are pay what you will at the show, or you can purchase VIP seating at errors.eventbrite.com. For more information, you can go to wanderlusttheater.com or go to their Facebook page, which is Wanderlust Theater. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat continues in New Iberia. It's being produced by IPAL's Summer Youth Musical Series. IPAL is the Iberia Performing Arts League. It will be performed at the S&E Theater. Tickets are available at the theater, or you can call at 364-6114. Acting Unlimited Incorporated continues its run of Medea, Euripides' Medea, translated by Robinson Jeffers. The play will continue this weekend in Burke Hawthorne Theater in the Burke Hawthorne Hall on the UL campus. It will run the 25th and 26th at 7:30. Tickets are available by calling 484-0172, or you can get them at the door of Burke Hall this Friday and Saturday. Acting Up in Acadiana opened Taming of the Shrew this past weekend, but it will continue this weekend, Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Over 40 students ages 10 through senior in high school perform the roles. They have been in the Summer Youth Shakespeare Ensemble Camp for the past 2 weeks. Tickets are available by calling the Acadiana Center for the Arts, or you can get tickets at the door or their website, acadianacenterforthearts.org. Red, White, and Tuna continues at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette this weekend. Friday and Saturday are the last performances, 7:30 each evening. Tickets are available through the website, citédesarts.org, or by calling 291-1122. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, and stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. And at 7 on Mondays, we have World of Opera. That goes from 7 until around 11 o'clock, at which time you can hear Japan Jukebox, and at midnight, it's Sound Club. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.